about my favorite topic, how the Department of Defense is bailing out all of you employment-based lawyers who have clients who lost the H-1B visa lottery or who's stuck in the EB-2, EB-3 backlog. Because it's after October 1st, and you'll be happy to know that the Pentagon is doing you all a huge favor, and they're going to take 5,000 people who had no other option and turn them into U.S. citizens in 10 weeks. And you're going to learn in the next 45 minutes how they're doing that. So listen up. I unfortunately did not get accepted at the University of Texas. I'm sad about that. So you'll have to bear with me on my PowerPoint here. We're going to cover a lot of things, and I want to cover a couple things that are hot topics right now, extremely hot topics, very quickly. So the first up hot topic is selective service. Since I'm in Texas, I want to remind everybody that all immigrants who are males are subject to the selective service requirement if they are not in a valid immigration status or if they are lawful permanent residents. Okay, so this is important to know. There are certain people who are exempted from this, and those people who are exempted are non-immigrants who are maintaining a lawful non-immigrant status. But if you have any male clients who are in TPS or asylees or lawful permanent residents or unlawfully present or DACAs, they definitely need to be reminded to register for selective service. And a lot of people are unaware of this. They poo-poo the requirement, but it is a requirement. You can go to the Selective Service website, and they have a big banner ad there telling young men they need to do this. It's not yet required of young women, thanks to a lawsuit many years ago that men brought, and the Supreme Court said that only men are subject to the Selective Service requirement. So it's still men. The biggest problem I'm running into these days is that the states and the feds are enforcing the requirement with regard to benefits later in life.